This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly.
Assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Fat. You just had to look at your own t-shirt to remember the name of your own pub.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What's it called? The Bavillion. Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Of course you feel good. It's a Friday. You're listening to The Rush Hour. The biggest guests always appear on this show, like Bernard Vince next.
Oh, yes.
Because we've got something you need to do for us next Tuesday. Okay. Brag Artist.
Yes.
Because it's a Friday. We give away $5,000 thanks to Maccas. Jesse Motlop joins us after the Blues did a number on your mob, Fat.
Yep.
Idiot song and a fruity joke
yes.
to round out what will be absolutely superb. So nice to see you back in Melbourne after your sojourn in Hobart, Willis.
Yes, the Pavilion, it's called, Jim, at Salamanca Place down there in Hobart. Very nice sports bar. Don't worry about that. 15 TVs and all sorts of stuff going on there.
15 TVs.
Oh, just got the footy or the cricket or whatever, the jack jumpers down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the Gabba. How's the Gab?
Warm is what it is, the Gab.
Yeah.
It's beautiful from a surface point of view, but
right,
it's hot, 30 degrees. I'm sitting here with Fru, who does great work for us on the road.
And hi, Fru!
Hey, Fruby, 2 for 52 WA in response to Victoria's 195. So
yeah.
I'm watching a bit of the Shield final.
Right,
talking to you, Fat. I'll tell you what I just did, though.
What did
and
you
this
do?
Happens, Rabs,
mm-hmm.
when you hang around Fat too long.
What happened?
You start doing idiot things.
Oh,
so
no, wicked.
I've got a phone charger here that
yes.
Fru's got into the desk so I can charge my phone. It's losing a bit of sort of power.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick up the phone charger. Then I get my card with my hotel room in it and try and put it in the bottom. I just did that.
You are a fool.
It's 100% what I just did.
You're not quite right.
No, I'm not right.
No,
I'm not
another right. wicket's fallen out the Wacker Jimmy boys.
Oh,
so the Vicks now got
nice.
The WA threefer.
Yeah. Beautiful.
G'day, Rabbits.
Now we got him back, big dog.
That's right. It's great to be in, and finally I get to meet Rabs.
That's
all I was worried about. He's the star of this show.
Rabs has put that up.
Have a listen to Rabs.
Because it's about him. Anyway, Rabsy, let's have a little whap-whap. Whap-whap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Carlton defeated Geelong last night by 8 points. 8 points. Cats come back late. Just weren't good enough. Thank God for Jeremy Cameron.
Yes.
He was good up forward. He was good down back. He was running through the midfield. But well done, the Blue Baggers. That was a good win. And they haven't lost a game yet, Rabbits, have they?
No, they have not.
So, and the Cats are zipping two for the first time since when, Jim?
Oh, 2000 and, well, it's the first time a reigning premier's been zipping two since 2009, the Hawks.
Right.
I don't know about the Cats, actually, when they last were. It'll be a long time.
All right. Adelaide coach Matthew Nix has told his players to avoid bumping while admitting lingering disappointment at Shane McAdam's 3-match ban. They're not happy, are they, the Crows over there?
No, just get on with it. It's done now, Fat. Get on with playing footy.
Spot on. Hey, good words of advice, that. Wrap that up and send it over to the Crows, will you?
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this on the news last night, but our great mate, Dougie Hawkins, he was doing a bit of work, stop and go work, and there was a heavy storm yesterday morning, a huge storm. There was thunder and lightning. It was all very, very frightening. Poor old Doug went and hid in a little shelter shed, and they caught up with him on the news. Have a listen to Doug's sporty.
About 8:15, the rain come down. I just go in my hut as I normally do. And then there was just this bang. Now the bang, they call it thunder. I have never in my life experienced the thunder we had here in Yarraville, like yesterday at Upmarsh Stadium. Can I tell you, to be honest with you, I actually really packed myself. This compares to playing on Robert Dippier Dipper. Can't say his surname. Like playing on Dipper in the 80s. Matter of fact, that Dipper was probably more scary than the thunder.
It went for two minutes.
Dipper, good mate. We were born the same day, May the 5th. We speak six different languages. Look, one's English.
Mate, went for 2 minutes last night on
so
the news.
So dancing has just done some of his own Mattia during a news interview.
Exactly right. Oh. Come on, dancing.
Come on,
you're
dancing.
You're better than that.
Should be better than that.
No, he's not. I tell you what, when there is lightning present, not hide in a metal shed, okay?
Are that's you going to roll with the thunderbolt and lightning again?
No.
You got that out already.
That's right. Just a heads up, Jim, for the people out there. Last night in the NRL.
Rugby league.
That's it. What about this? Nathan Cleary for the Panthers produced what people are calling the greatest clutch play ever seen in rugby league.
Now it's Cleary. He's got time. He's shooting.
No
He's
way.
Got it on. It's magnificent. He has got it. Nathan Cleary on the run, 43 metres out on an angle, has tied the game. It is one of his finest moments. It's 16-all.
16-all, Jim, with 8 seconds to go.
So explain, people that don't understand rugby league, is that your like your drop kick over the bar?
Yeah, over the bar from 43 metres out, drop kicked it over the bar. He can see clearly now, and there was still
not even Cleary now.
There's 8 seconds to go, and then this happened.
It comes now to Moses. He shoots. Yes! He got it. Mitch Moses wins the game. There's your new contract. Mitch Moses kicks the field goal.
Parramatta Eels win that game thanks to Mitch Moses. So that was a good game last night.
So even after the heroics, they lost.
Yeah, so the greatest clutch play ever, but then they got beaten in Golden Point. Speaking of rugby league.
There's rugby league.
The only footy in Melbourne tonight, of course. And our boys, don't we love the Stormers? They take on West Tigers, Amy Park tonight at 6 p.m. And guess what I've got in my little pocket here, Jimmy boy?
What do you got in your little pocket there?
I've got 5 double passes to see. Five double passes, Jim. Have a listen. Yeah. Storm and West tonight at Amy Park. And also I've got a $50 grilled voucher. 5 of those.
Jeepers.
So 5 double passes, 5 grilled vouchers.
How have you ended up with that?
Oh, Storm boys just sent it to me.
Well, be quick because the game kicks off 6 p.m. tonight at Amy Park. So give us a call now, Bill. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. 133353. You've got an hour and 50 minutes to come here, get the tickets, and get your grilled voucher, and then get down to
Bounce back.
They've got to win too, Jim.
Bloody
you're spot on there, my friend. Sheffield Shield.
Well, tickets for tonight's game, by the way, are still on sale through Ticket Tech. Melbourne Storm, fueled by grilled. But yes, give us a call now. We've got 5 double passes to give away.
Look at them. They love the free double passes and the grilled voucher. They've rang it, gone off here, Jim. Hey, the Sheffield Shield final. Victoria all out for 195. Chandra Singer. 46 not out off 280 rocks.
That's unbelievable.
280 rocks,
Jim. In the modern game, that is actually unbelievable. But when they are dismissed for 195 fat, we all thought that doesn't look like enough.
No, but
3 for 52 now, WA. Cartwright and Hardy at the crease, neither of whom have scored. Mm-hmm. So it's game on at the Wacker.
And Scotty Boland doing a bit in there. He's just nipping them back beautifully. Hey, what about this? Oh, breaking news, Brownless here. Oh, Sandra, yeah. Sully, Brownless, Jennifer Kite, whoever I may be. Peter Siddle. Peter Siddle has posted on his Instagram that his career with Tasmanian Tigers has ended, Jim, and he'll return home to play with Victoria. But if you were listening to the Rush Hour yesterday with my guest, Tim Payne, you would have heard that. When they tell me Peter Siddle might be coming back to Victoria, that's the rumours?
I think he's a done deal. That's what I've heard.
Right.
I haven't seen the big fella. I think he's back in Melbourne at the moment. But, he's been awesome for Tasmanian cricket to have down. But I think he was going through a really difficult time in his personal life when he came down. So for him to have the opportunity to go home and get back around his friends and family is too good an opportunity. I think they might have even signed him for 2 years.
Just call me the breaker.
No, it was Payne.
But I broke it.
Yeah. Right, so what we're going to do is get Bernard Vince on next.
Yeah.
To talk about what we need him to do for us next Tuesday.
Friday, Brag, out of not too far away. And we'll give away $5,000 thanks to Macca's, plus some tickets to the F1. It is a huge show on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Who's the fat bald bloke?
Right now, we're joined by one of our all-time favourites, all the way from Adelaide. It's Bernie Vince.
He was an AFL star with the Crows and D's.
Bernie Vince, who set sail from downtown Bernard. A massive, great, big 60-metre banger.
Now, he's the king of Adelaide's rush hour.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal over here, Jim, so I just leave when I want.
And Chief Nuffy Watcher on the Saturday Rub.
I just need this replay because I thought you may have said something. I need it confirmed, host.
Hey, Lockie, is mum on dad still listening to the rush hour?
Is mum on dad?
Please welcome Bernie Vince.
And he comes from our Adelaide studios. Bernard, welcome.
G'day, boys. Good to be on. Always exciting.
We are going to get Bill, I know, wants to talk Adelaide footy with you. So, look, Bill's just opening a beer while we're doing this. Bernard, if you don't mind. You didn't have enough last night at the bloody pavilion or whatever it's called.
Yes, I did.
What's going on with your cats, Bill?
They're just not spreading good enough.
Not spreading.
I reckon they're 2 or 3 weeks away from the start of the year, so they'll be right now.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Hangover.
Yeah.
0-2 hasn't happened since 09. Now, we're going to get to the footy, but Bernard.
Yes.
Need a favour from you.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
Ooh. Like it.
Well, because LIV Golf came to us, the Rush Hour Melbourne, and said, we want to do a special thing with you and Wade Ormsby, who you know, of course, on the LIV books, but also just won a tournament in Asia. Yes. We want him to help Bill out with his swing because Bill's no good at golf. So we said, yep, perfect, we'll do this. So it was all set up, flights paid, everything done. Yep. And then Bill goes, oh, I forgot I had a meeting.
A lunch.
What does he have a meeting about?
So he can't do it.
Business stuff.
Right.
So what we need you to do is, because I know you're a very passionate golfer, but every now and then you can have the strays.
Yes.
When I've played with you, it's been hard left. But we want you to jump in and we want Orms to help you with your golf swing so you'll get better.
Right, I need this because I haven't played golf actually for probably about a month and a half, Jim.
Well, that's because you keep having children.
Mm. that's been an issue too. I don't know how that keeps happening. They keep popping out. But anyway, I'll get to the reason beyond that. But I look forward to this because Bluey helps you enough but doesn't want you to be anywhere near him. So he doesn't really tell you the truth. So I'm looking forward to catching
up. Perfect. Well, that's Tuesday next week. We'll get that sorted out. Now, Fat, charge your heart. I know you got footy you want to discuss.
Yeah. All right, Burn, so we'll see you next Tuesday. That's good. Well done. Now, Burn.
Bang.
Nice, Bill.
What about tonight, of course? One of your teams, Melbourne. Not bad odds at $1.75, I would have thought, when they bring in Fritch, May and Viney.
Yeah, no, very, very winnable game for Melbourne. Some big names back, as you mentioned. And they won very well late in the season up there at the Gabba. Just before, I think it was about round 21 or something like that. And then obviously Brisbane touched them up in that final at the MCG when everyone thought Brisbane couldn't win at the MCG and they come out and proved everyone wrong. So they're talking a bit of a grudge match, the teams not liking each other and hating
spice
each other.
In it. Remember, Zorko,
Harry Petty. There was a bit going on at one of the interchange breaks. So some words said both ways, and there is always a bit of fracas off the ball. And I'm looking forward to tonight because two teams that we think are going to be right at the pointy end when it comes September. So I'm looking forward to this one tonight. But
I'll tell you what, it is hot. I'm here. It's hot.
Yes.
It's 31 degrees.
31, yeah, right. Well, there's been some hot games, haven't there? 37 last Saturday in Melbourne, which you don't see too often.
No.
But and also 36 at the Giants game, Adelaide and the Giants. So interesting to see how they bounce back this week.
What about Adelaide, speaking of which, a good lead over GWS and then just coughed that up and pretty meekly surrendered that game, it has to be said, after being bloody good for a long time. Nah, they've got the Tigers. What are you thinking?
Yeah, piss poor from Adelaide last week. They were very, very ordinary. 28 points up at halftime, Jim. They're talking finals and, you know, finals zone at the minimum. And if you're going to talk all that stuff, you've got to walk the walk, Jim. So you can't just lay. They basically laid down in that second half and they said, you know, it was 36 degrees and we were cramping and we were a bit hot. But it was same for both sides. The Giants lost 3 players before the end of the game. So there's only one sub. So they were down to one on the bench late. So no excuses there. And I expect them to bounce back. I've actually picked Adelaide.
Yeah.
Even though they're off a 6-day break and 36 degrees of everything against them. I don't know why I picked them, actually. I should probably change that.
So have I, Burn. I don't know why, but I have too. Hey, now, Port Adelaide, very, very good last week.
Yes.
Horn Francis, what about that young midfield? We like that.
Yeah.
And one more question. Would you tag Nick Dacos?
I would, even if it's just from the start, just to send a bit of a message and a bit of a doubt through the team. And it just creates question marks for the team. Are they focusing on the ball? Are they focusing on sticking up for Nick Davis? It just gets them thinking about what are Port Adelaide going to do. I would certainly do it from the start. Just seeing how the game unfolds. You might not be able to do it for the full game, but I just think it sends a bit of a message. Yeah.
Geelong certainly should have tagged Nick Davis in that last quarter.
Yeah, against that Sydney when he
back
kicked
at the
three.
SCG, it might have got him into a granny.
Did you call him Davis?
No, you did.
You did, Bernard. Come on over there in Adelaide. What the hell are you on about?
A bit behind, half an hour behind over here.
You are.
And his brother, we talked about him earlier in the week. Josh is underrated for me. He's a superb footballer. All right, Port Adelaide, we're getting on to them.
Yeah.
Not just Horn Francis, who had a great start, but, you know, Butters and Rosie and Dersma, blokes that have, well, I mean, Rosie's already, you know, a legitimate A-grader, but the other two have maybe just taken a bit longer than some thought, but they look really good on the weekend too.
Yeah, all in the same draft, those three. So very exciting draft that for Port Adelaide. And again, they were probably the surprise packet of the weekend last weekend, coming out and smashing Brisbane, who we all think, we just spoke about before, being the sort of the top four come September. So very good performance, but this is a big test. Tough first five weeks of Port Adelaide. Brisbane, they got obviously Collingwood this weekend, the showdown which goes either way, always close. And I think they got the Bulldogs in Sydney or Geelong maybe, which is very tough first 5 weeks, and everyone's coming for Kenny, don't worry about that. So they're waiting. So very good response from them. Big test. Billy Frampton comes in against his old side. Started at Port Adelaide. Oh, Billy Frampton went to Adelaide as well.
Frampers.
But the question mark is Travis Boak. So Travis Boak has got a bit of a crack in his rib and missed, obviously, round one. But there's talk that he's named as emergency, and there's talk that he might be the sub. So you're either fit or you're not, aren't you, Bill? Obviously, you're not fit.
Well, but that's
talk us through being, you know, what would you do? Would you play Travis Boak? You're either fit or you're not, aren't you?
No, you're either pregnant or you're not.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Oh, you are.
Nice analogy.
Too.
Yeah. Well, you are.
You're both things, pregnant and not fit. Now, Bernard, what about Nuff tomorrow? What sort of a helping are we talking?
I've been working hard this week on a new opener because we had some past people on there that are no longer with us on the rub, Saturday rub, and just inserted a few. I think you both feature. So there's a little sneak.
Jim won't be happy with that, Bern.
Well,
you got off to a bad start last week, Bernard, on that front.
I'm just going to space myself. I'm in a different state, so I'm pretty safe. And you're in Brisbane, so
I'm back to Melbourne tomorrow, so I'll be looking for you when I get there.
Okay,
all right, well done.
To Dave. We might change that.
Change that. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow and then next Tuesday.
Yeah.
The Grange Golf Course in Adelaide.
See you next Tuesday. That'd be
Port Adelaide, they're going to tag Nick Davis, so I'm looking forward to
it. How old is Nick Davis? Surely he's past that.
Bernie Vince on the Rush Hour, of course. You can catch Triple M Adelaide's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars on the Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know, it's hard.
What was the word then?
Hard.
It was hard with about 5 A's in it. Now, JB, we've been hearing Bill make noises like this for the last 2 weeks.
It was not a good start.
I'm the listener fan.
Sorry, Damo. Keep going.
What sort of show are we doing?
I don't know.
What's that last noise?
It's just I got a flatty.
Oh, right.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
What the hell was that last bit?
That's five of them. And the other one's a bit slower right now.
After the past ones.
They put petrol in the diesel, Jim, in the last one.
Oh, I thought he would have too. I know he's Look at Brownie. He's looking at you like
a... Are you okay, mate? Mate, you're not allowed to drink before you go on there.
Look at Brownie.
And, Sorry, Tim, it's something we've got to do for the sponsors.
So all week he's been randomly making an F1 car noise, and all the family who got through in 133353, well, when they heard it, they went into the shortlist to win a double pass to the Australian Grand Prix 2023, which includes a race day pit walk experience. Right now, Bill, it is time for you to announce the winner of that magnificent prize.
Congratulations, Darren from Avondale Heights. Dazzling! Well done, Dazzling. Darren. He's 26. He's going to take his son along.
Oh, beautiful.
Because they missed out on buying tickets this year. He follows the Red Bull team and very happy and excited for Oscar Piastri. So well done, Darren. That is a good prize.
It's a magnificent prize.
What about that? The race day pit walk experience. That'd be great.
Yes, by the way, this ticket's still available for F1, F2 and F3 Fridays at Albert Park. Just got a whole lot better. Friday grandstands only $105 if you don't mind. Jeez. Tickets selling fast. Visit grandprix.com.au. Congratulations, Darren from Avondale Heights. Friday brag artist up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Please tell me Bill doesn't get paid for serving this shit up. Time to do brag, artist. Yes. I'm just watching the Shield final. WA 4 for 64, I think they might be now. So in pursuit of Victoria's 195. And I think there's only two maybe players that have ever won a Shield final with two different states. So that could be my brag, artist, but it's not.
Oh, it's not.
It's not.
What is?
Tell you what I did during the week, Fat.
You mowed the
lawn. I restrung my clothesline. Now, Fat, well, when was the last time you did that?
Yesterday.
Yeah, pig's ass you did. It's actually, so I go to the hardware, yeah. I buy the wire or whatever the bloody stuff is, and then I had to get rid of the other one, and I had to thread it all through, Fat,
yep.
Tie it all off, and it is now pristine.
Well done. You're unbelievable.
Very happy with myself.
You've become a handyman, Jimmy boy.
I have, Bill. I have.
I've just got a quick one. 133353. Yes. Ring now, your brag artist. But I suppose you could call me Jim Fun, informative, light humour, unselfish.
None of them.
Just add newsbreaker with the Tim God. Payne news about...
He broke it.
Well, I got him on, so he told us that Sids is coming back to Victoria to play. I wake up today and it's in the papers, so well done, Bill and
You're
Tim.
You're so unbelievable.
What have we got to give away, please, Rabbits Bartholomew?
A $200 Nina and Pasadena voucher, yeah. Plus an AFL, official AFL hoodie for you and a loved one. Plenty of prizes.
John Wick.
133353. Ring us now if you've got something you've done this week that's worth bragging on the radio about.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, that's the Warrus. I'll tell you about the Warrus later on.
Bill, what? Not a Warrus.
What is it?
It's a Walrus. There's an L in there.
Walrus.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill, Jesse Motlop not too far away, plus we give away $5,000. That's something worth bragging about.
Bloody oath.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag out as Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
My birthday on Sunday, and moved into my first home today as well.
I published a book this week.
Every Friday, mate, I tell my kids your jokes.
Oh, no.
They never laugh, mate.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
I love it. Let's get stuck straight in, Fat Andre Fairfield.
The Giant.
G'day, fellas. I've just clicked over 300 blood donations.
You're so unbelievable.
Well done.
Well done, mate.
Jeez, that's good.
That is great effort. We need more.
Your side of the boat, Fat. Bloody oath. Wally, crib point.
Hey, Wally.
Jim, Fat, how you going?
Good, Wally, what are you doing?
Bell Nairing Cricket Club. We finished last season in our division, and last Saturday, Sunday, won the flag.
No.
You're unbelievable.
Well done, Wall. Jim. Any contribution from you?
Oh, a little bit. Batting three all year, made 400, but that's okay.
What about the grand final? How many, Wall?
18, took their strike bowler off, had a spell, son.
Oh. Does Andrew Shannon play there?
Andrew Shannon does play there. Captain the Twos, they lost in the grand final, actually. Oh,
come on, Dell, you're better than that. Good
Bloody
work.
Champion.
Nicely done. Stay there, Wall, like that. Scotty in Ferntree Gully, Bill.
Hello, Scotland.
How we doing?
Yeah, we're doing well. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I've just started my first proffy, so it's a great night.
Well done. What do you got for us?
Oh, my son's doing work experience at his local community radio, and he's getting on his first hour on air next week.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah, good.
What's his name, Scott?
His name's Ben.
Ben.
I'm going to give Ben a bit of advice.
Yep. Listen to Bill.
If he wants a career in radio, never listen to this show. He'll be buggered before he even starts.
Who does he look up to, Scott?
Oh, it'd have to be you, Fat.
Ah. 3MDR. There you go. Have a listen to Ben.
Good luck, Benny.
About 5:30, Scott, there is an idiot song that you probably should listen to.
Yeah. Andrew Oakley. Hello, Andy.
Drewy.
Afternoon, gents. How are you?
Good, Drewy. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm actually just on the way home from work, but I was at the Richmond station last night after the footy and put the card up to the vending machine to get some twisties, and as they fell down, they also knocked down a Kit Kat as well.
Oh, yeah.
You're so unbelievable.
Perfect. He got a Kit Kat. And his twisties.
So it fell down and he's got a Kit Kat. It's not the Kit Kat.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, well, I love that. Stay there, Andrew. That's golden. Michael's there in Cobram. Hello, Mickey.
Cobram.
How are you, mate?
Hello, Mick.
How are you, Billy?
Yeah, good, mate. How's Cobram? All right. What do you got for us?
Yeah, mate. I play a game on my iPhone, Rugby League 20.
Yeah.
And I'm ranked number one out of 147,000.
You're so unbelievable. Luke, Rugby League 20. And he's ranked number one, Jimmy boy, if you don't mind. Righto, prizes.
I think there's only one winner.
Andrew?
Andrew.
Yeah, the Kit Kat. Gold.
Kit Kat on top of his twisties.
A $200 Nina in Pasadena voucher headed to you, mate. They've got their brand new AFL supporter gear. It's just dropped. Shop all 18 teams with a range of tees, hoodies, and jackets. Support your team in style this season. Available now at ninaandpasadena.com. But you've got $200 to spend there, mate.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed.
Well done, Andrew. Who else you like, Fat?
Let's go to Andre. 300 blood donations. That is a very good effort, Andre the Giant.
Andre has won himself an official AFL Udi in the team of his choice, only available from theudi.com, and you can get one for your kid or loved one as well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think it just went awry from there.
Awry?
Mm. That wasn't awry.
What about this Sunday? It's Suncorp Super Netball's Melbourne Derby. What about this game? The Magpies take on the Vixens at 4 p.m. John Cain Arena. Tickets through Ticketek. That'll be a beauty.
Like it.
Come on,
I
the
like
Vixens.
It.
Come on, the Magpies. And here she is at great cost of management, Rosemary Walton.
Late breaking news.
Ooh. Jasper, who is doing our socials tonight. Hello,
Jay.
Jasper.
Oh, yeah.
At Triple M Rush Hour on TikTok.
Mm. Yes.
Bill.
Jose.
There was a caller who rang up with a name that she wasn't quite sure about.
Yeah.
What was the name?
Oxenberg or something.
Are you going to talk into the mic?
No.
What
is it?
You say it, Hose. It's better. You'll do it properly.
Mike Oxlong.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then you said it several times very quickly, and it sounded a bit dirty.
Right.
On TikTok, it is about to crack a million views.
No.
Crack.
Crack
a million views.
Of you making a complete tool of yourself.
So my Oxlong has cracked. Has cracked a million views on TikTok.
Almost.
On TikTok.
Yes.
What does that say?
It's pinned.
What does that say, Hose?
About our listeners.
We're all juvenile. It's pinned to the top of the Triple M Rush Hour TikTok page if you'd like to see Bill saying, Mike.
Oxlong.
Jesse Motlop, not too far away. Plus, we're giving away $5,000 thanks to Maccas.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blindfold Fat. He can't get around his massive melon.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, big second hour. Next, we give away $5,000 courtesy of Maccas, our great friends, to a lucky man or woman who's got an amazing pre-game routine.
Yes.
Then we chat to Jesse Motlop. Yes. Very impressive young player for the Blues.
Yes.
Idiot song, and I've had a sneak peek of this one. It's one of Maddie's all-time greats.
Is it?
And then we finish with a fruity joke, Bill, to send everyone off into the Friday huddle, into Friday night football, into a magnificent weekend. So that's what's coming up. Before you get a little wappy started,
yeah.
I just want to say my young bloke had his last school game of cricket today because he's in year 12 and the first 11 finishes today and then they don't play beyond that.
Yeah.
Made 35, so nicely done. But have a guess what happened to him for about the 18th time this season?
Run out.
Bowled.
Oh, no.
No, Bill, I stand in the house, I get a bar stool and a cricket bat, and I go, batting 101 is if you put your body in front of the stumps, you can't get bowled.
Mm.
Like, at least make the umpire give you out LBW. bowled again.
Good players don't get bowled.
Ever get bowled.
Yeah.
You don't give the bowler a look at your sticks.
Mm, spot on.
Know. Hey, don't listen to their father. Why would they? Keep going.
Just quickly on the huddle, Bill. Did you see a couple of them in earlier today?
Yeah, you'll talk about this later. But yes, Damo and Nath are up to something. So that's coming up the huddle. Craft, don't worry about that. But also, tell us, what's it like at the Gabba, please?
Hot, hot, hot.
Yes.
30 degrees. The sun's shining here in Brisbane, so it's going to be a hot... Well, it'll cool down, obviously, by the time the game starts, hot here, Bill. Yeah. I like the inns for Melbourne. Fritch is very important for them. Viney too, but I think arguably, and this is a big call given Petrarca and Oliver and Gawn, arguably their most important player, Stephen May, comes back into the Melbourne lineup, and he is enormous.
He is. Spot on there. I'll tell you you got to watch tonight. Eric Hipwood.
Ecker.
He's been poor for 2 years now. He's got to fire up. He's got to do something. Joe Danaher's another one. They've got to do a bit more if Brisbane are going to win this game. Has there been any talk, and we spoke about this during the week, with the rugby league across the river there, with the Dolphins taking...
Rugby league.
Thank you, Reb. Dolphins taking on the Broncos.
But the Broncos, yeah. And of course, there's a subplot to this, because the great man's coaching the Dolphins.
Wayne Bennett.
Wayne Bennett, and he got the arse from the Broncos.
That's right.
So there's a little extra spice attached to this one. So that's got 52,000 sold out, they're telling
you. Sure.
Suncorp. That's what I'm hearing, yes, I'm sure.
How many would be at the Gabba?
Well, they tell me 35,000 tickets have been sold here. So that's nearly 90,000 people, Bill, going to a version of football tonight in Brisbane.
That is good.
Yes.
A couple other games we've got to look at, Jim. Western Bulldogs, St Kilda. This game intrigues me because the Doggies are going to have to bounce back. But they've dropped Johannesson.
Really?
Yes.
I see.
Dropped, which is interesting. Lobs out also. And Treloar, who's just getting a few injuries, isn't he, little ladsy? So we'll see what happens there. And, of course, as we know, St Kilda do have their injuries. What about your mob? Are they going to beat Freo?
I don't think they will, but I want them to defend the ground well. I want them to compete and stay in the game for as long as possible. Last year, obviously, the disappointment for North fans is they're blown away so often that by halfway through the second quarter, the whole game's finished. So I don't expect that, but I expect Freo to bounce back because they were real poxy round one, and I think they'll come out snarling. Yeah. And I think in Perth, they'll be a little too much for North.
And good to see Goldie back there.
Yes.
Collingwood, of course. They've got Billy Frampton playing. Is that why you want? Would you tag Josh or Nick Dacos? I know I've asked this question, but would you?
Well, I'd certainly put time into Nick. Yeah. I think Josh is a star. I keep saying it. I think he's a genuine star of the comp, Josh Dacos. But he's more a wingman, so you're probably not tagging him necessarily. But I would put time into Nick to make sure that he doesn't get the time and space he needs to use the ball. Whether that's a tag of fat or just someone that keeps a real close eye on him, I think that's worth doing.
That's a better way. Also, Sydney Hawthorn, just an interesting in there is C. Warner, which is a brother of Chad, I think it is, or it's either Candace Warner. She's done well.
I don't reckon it's Candace, no.
No, she's not playing.
No, I don't think that. This is what happens when he goes to the opening of his own pub.
Oh, the Pavilion. If you're ever down at Salamanca, get there. It is magnificent, the Pavilion. Now, the only game of footy in this town, Jim.
Yes.
In Melbourne.
Which you gave tickets away to at the start of the show.
Yeah, I know. I've done that. Yeah. But is tonight, of course. Rabs, I know that, you idiot.
Yes.
Storm take on the West Tigers at Amy tonight at 6 o'clock. No. We gave away tickets before.
Yes.
So this is the only game in town, Jimmy boy. So get along and barrack for the Storm because they need a win.
Don't go anywhere, Rabbits. We've got 5K on the line next, courtesy of McDonald's.
Absolutely. And Billy Frampton tomorrow for the Pies. $5,000 giving away next, thanks to Macca's.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Slipped up on me.
Slipped up on you.
Actually snuck up on me.
Oh, that would be probably better, I reckon.
Jesse Motlop from the Carlton Footy Club, not too far away, plus an idiot song. But right now, it's very, very exciting on the Rush Hour.
Not only is a pre-game routine important to avoid this...
You haven't sat too close to me, Jim. I've got a cramp.
Oh, no! He's got a cramp!
Thanks to Macca's, your pre-game routine could also win you $5,000. Because at Macca's, they know it's important to make your AFL pre-game routine count.
Absolutely. All week, Rosie, we've been getting people to go to triplem.com.au to tell us their pre-game routine, thanks to Macca's.
I've loved hearing from the family. And James?
Well,
would
I
you
was
like
wondering
to tell
if,
us?
I was wondering if you were going to go through the routine first or whether you wanted me to rip the name out. It's in your hands, Hose. This has been your baby.
Yeah, your baby.
I'll do the entry and then you can tell us who it is.
Let's go.
The entry says, pick up the old man, get to the ground 2 hours early and eat the bread rolls Mum's been making for us for nearly 30 years.
And that was sent in, Bill, by Agostino from Kilsyth South, who has one fat...
$5,000, and he's on the line. Aggie, welcome.
G'day, boys. How are you?
That's fantastic, mate. $5,000.
Wow-wee. I can't believe it.
Who's that in the background?
Oh, it's my workmate, Sharon.
Oh, Sharon. Go on, you Shaz. Now, tell us, these rolls sound magnificent. Tell us how good they were and what was in the rolls.
Well, she's pretty good at it after all these years. So they're ham, salami, cheese, tomato, lettuce, shredded carrot, shredded onion, depending on the week, avocado.
Oh,
Yeah, and a bit of mayo.
Oh, how good.
Now, Aggie, you should probably thank Rosie because she's been the one that's been across all of the applications, so she obviously took a liking to what you sent in, but... If I'd had anything to do with it, when I found out that your old man and you, Barry for Collingwood, used to go to Vicky Park, I would have given your application the arse.
No, thank you, Rosie. 100%. Whatever they pay her, it's not enough. She's awesome.
Oh, yes. What a great winner.
Whitney will be bloody whinging soon.
What are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
I got to share lunch at work, so Macca's for everyone. But I'd love to take the old man to the footy, you know, corporate style. So like a president's lunch or, you know, willing the pies make a final or even a granny, just lash out and just go nuts for him because he'd love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Would have been some great old days down there at Victoria Park.
Yeah, I was pretty young, but I do remember, the good old days and some of the not so good days. But, good fun.
And what's your dad's name?
Dad's name is Joseph.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, Joseph and Aggie. How nice.
Agostino,
Bill, is his name, yeah. So we do happen to know, Bill, the people that run Collingwood, don't we? So we can put in a word for you to sneak into a corporate function. You'll be sitting next to probably cement head Ned Kelly on. You'll be doing all the talking. But, mate, congratulations. Yeah, well that is a wonderful win for you. $5,000.
Giddy up. Thank you so much. Shazza. Thanks Triple M. Thanks to Rush Hour. And thanks Maccas. And, of course, Rosie.
Well done, Hose.
And thanks to all the family who entered as well. I really enjoyed reading everybody's entries.
Good on you, Rose. Well done there.
Big thanks to Maccas as well. They're preparing for the pre-game this footy season, having a big night in or heading to the ground early before the game. Maccas knows it's important to make your pre-game count. How good. A Collingwood fan winning, Rosie.
Yes.
Shut up, rabbit's head.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Look, now he's posing for social media photo.
Right now we're joined by one of Carlton's excitement machines, Jesse Motlop.
Goes hard on the ground, Motlop picks it up. Was he legged? He breaks two tackles. Second check side, go Motlop. Oh yeah, bumped on seats.
And having this into the Carlton fans. A draw in round one against the Tigers. And the Carlton Army are out of their seats.
We asked for a special favour round one from our Collingwood friends to knock Geelong over, to knock the smugness out of Bill.
Yes.
Then we went to Carlton and said, please make sure this is a repeat dose. And it was. And we've got Jesse Motlop, who was superb last night, by the way, on the line. Jesse, congratulations. That's a big scalp for your club.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. 100% is a very good win last night.
Hey, tell me, I love the way you went about it. Stagnant with the ball the week before, the least play-ons from a mark of any team in the comp. Last night you turned that completely on its head, took the game on, kept the ball alive, speed on. It was brilliant to watch and it worked.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we got so many fast players, the likes of Adam Sard and Sam Doherty running pocket plays and stuff like that. So it's really good to get speed on the ball and make it predictable for everyone up the field as well.
No, it was a very good win. Well done. Well done, Jess. Tia was happy. Michael Voss, he was nice and happy after the game. That was good.
Yeah, 100%. It's always good to see Vossy happy. You don't want to see him too angry. So, it was good to get the win. The whole club enjoyed it.
Yeah. And he said something about tough learnings from the previous week when you come a draw. Did you learn something out of that draw, Jess?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you even seen it in last year where it probably got to late in games, and in the off season we've been working on that a lot. I guess those last 2 to 3 minutes where you're in control of the game, and you kind of have to stay composed. So we had a few great moments last night with Harry McKay and Lewis Young and many more where they were able to stand up in those big moments.
Oh, Harry was brilliant late, took 2 or 3 big down the line clunks just to settle everyone down a little. Tell me about Charlie Curnow, mate. Unbelievable performance from him, and every time the ball's anywhere near him, it's exciting for us as commentators and spectators. What about you out on the ground?
Oh, he's a freak. Every time he touches the ball, you can pretty much expect a goal. So it'd be nice if he dropped a few for the smalls, but as long as he's putting them through the big sticks, that's all right.
He's just in the right spot, isn't he? He just seems to be in the right spot all the time. I'll tell you what, his brother kicked a nice goal last night too.
Yeah, everyone was happy with it. so good to see him back out there. It's been my first 2 games with him. Obviously didn't play last year with him, so he brings so much energy to the group, and he did really well last night.
Back to Charlie, Jess. That mark he took outside 50 and then wheeled and went to the Ponsford end. That, you can't strike a footy any better than that, Bill. It went about 20 metres off the ground for 70 metres. Were you anywhere near that?
I reckon I would have been running in 50 open. but he practices it all the time. You see him at training, even in spare craft time. He's always, I guess, doing those set shots and those kind of kicks. So they're definitely not flukes.
No, but he does that. He wheels around, Jim, and you're right. He just hits it beautifully like a missile. I tell you, it was good. Saad, wasn't he outstanding off half back?
Oh, 100%. Like I said before, just the run and dash, he's so good to play with. I guess I didn't really notice him before I got drafted, but now that you're on his team, it's like you just feel so safe with the ball in his hands, and he's quick, he's evasive, and it makes it pretty predictable for the boys up the field.
And Cripper, talk about when the game was there to be won. That third quarter was unbelievable. I mean, Brownlow medal and a superstar, so we've come, I guess, to expect it, Jesse, but that 20 minutes he put in was extraordinary.
Oh, 100%. He's a great leader, great player. Obviously, winning the Brownlow last year, it's pretty so good to see. And playing 1 year with him, but you still feel so proud. And he's just tough. He gets in there and does the work. And, he's grown so much.
All right, we need a little break here with Jess because there's a bit to peel back about this young star.
TV star, Jim.
Wants his own channel.
Yeah.
Living with a couple of boys, playing golf, of course, coming from the West. So more to come with Jesse Motlop from the Blues, who did a number on your mob, fat sucked in.
100%, next. Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Comedians are doing their little gigs at different vineyards. Vineyards, or whatever you call them, Jim. Vineyards.
Either a winery or a vineyard.
Or a vin-ery.
Right now, excitement machine from the Carlton Footy Club, Jesse Motlop, has stuck around.
Yes, Jess, I wanted to ask you, mate. Your dad is Daniel. Whereabouts is Mark and Paul in the family?
So they're my dad's uncles. My granddad's brothers. They're up in Darwin at the moment, so... they're not doing too much up there, just chilling out with the rest of the fam.
Oh, they were good players, Jim. You know they were over in WA. But at Tjuruldry, those two boys, Lob at a little country town in New South Wales, Mark was the muscliest bloke I've ever seen, and they just did what they wanted in Tjuruldry. They were very good players. Jesse, boy?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they're all still ripped to this day, so they've all got, good rigs on them. Yeah. But, they're a bit old now, so pass it on to the young fellas.
Oh, mate, the lineage is extraordinary. Shannon, of course, premiership player with North, and Marlon, Stephen. But you came, of course, from South Fremantle. How much footy did you play there, though, Jess? It wouldn't have been much, I'm guessing.
No, I've lived in Perth since I was about 6 years old, so I went through all the South Fremantle development teams, and lucky enough, in my last year, I got to play, I think it was 8 league games, so including a grand final, which was pretty fun. Yeah.
Would you have been taught while you're there, I'm sure you'd be aware, of the incredible Indigenous heritage at that footy club, going all the way back to the great Stephen Michael, who many believe to be the greatest Indigenous player the game's actually ever seen, multiple Sandover medalist in Western Australia, but then Basil Campbell... Maurice Rioli, of course, Benny Vigona into Nicky Winmar. You know, in the 80s and 90s, the Indigenous players that played for South Fremantle were some of the best ever in the West.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you hear all the stories coming through the development teams. Like, they had a special number, 49, which was obviously Maurice Rioli's number. Oh, yeah. And they gave it to an Indigenous player, and I was lucky enough to have that all the way through to the league team. So they've got their own memorial out on the side of the shed. So it's definitely very strong in the South Fremantle community.
Good with his hands in the air too, Maurice. He was a Golden Gloves, Jesse. He used to handle the square circle pretty well.
Oh, 100%, definitely.
He could go, Jinto. Now, Jess, I'm reading here that you are very interested in film and TV.
Yeah, I don't know. I just growing up, always loved movies and storytelling, I guess. So yeah. That's one of my passions growing up. It's a bit stagnant at the moment, but I've just definitely got those goals and dreams of hopefully producing films and writing one day. So, yeah, that's definitely goals, life after footy.
Good work.
And live with Corey Durden, who played very nice footy last night, and Jack Carroll. Where's the abode? What sort of part of Melbourne are you in, Jess?
We're around Carlton, about 10 minutes away. But yeah, it's so fun living with the boys, and they look after me as much as they annoy me. So,
who keeps the house clean, Jess? Who looks after the cleanliness of the joint?
Oh, I have to give it to Jack Carroll. He'll spray me if I don't. So, me and Corey Durden got a bit of work to do.
Have you got a favourite song?
A favourite song?
Yeah.
Anything Michael Jackson.
Oh, you can see him dancing to that. I thought it might have been Jesse's Girl.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, nah, it's up there.
you went with that one, Bill.
Yes. I thought you might have had it.
Hey, Thursday night winning is even better than Friday night winning. You've got the complete weekend free. What's the plan?
Oh, just rest and recovery. That's the plan. We move on to GWS next week in Sydney. So, we've got a few six-day breaks after that, so we really need to switch on and, just relax for the next couple of days anyway.
We loved watching it last night. The Blues are an exciting team when they're up and about. And, well, everyone but Bill did. and your own performance was great, 12 disposals and a goal. So well played, and enjoy a nice, one, if not weekend off, certainly one where you can relax a little. Jesse?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Lloyd.
Jesse Mopplop from the Carlton Footy Club on the Rush Hour, JB and Bill. And if Carlton reach 100,000 members in 2023, Bill, one lucky member will win $100,000.
No.
100%. Visit carltonfc.com.au/membership or call 1-300-227-586 to find the best package for you. Terms and conditions apply.
$100,000.
$100,000.
Well done, Carlton.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What have I been doing?
What have you been doing?
Flustered.
Oh, you are. Look at him. He's lost his accent. Triple
M. Bill's Fruity Friday joke not too far away. It's a big Friday on the Rush Hour. JB and Bill.
Oh, now, we're going to get to some ear candy here for you and I, Bartholomew, because we've got to put up with this crap basically all week.
So why do you want to hear it again?
Well, because what Maddie does is put it to a song and then packages it up in a way that gives me great delight. But not only me, the millions and millions of Rush Hour fans all around the globe. This is called The Idiot Song. Maddie Haywood, well done. Just so Bill shuts up, we're actually going to play this one-on-one interview with you and Albo.
Yes.
So, Fat, stand back. You've already recorded it, so shut up.
Oh.
Huh? He's about to ask a question.
Albo, welcome to Triple M, Albo.
He was about to ask a question of an already pre-recorded interview. Got the heat
turned on. Out there. And the window's down. What's going to happen? Oh. She's hell on wheels. But how was America? They're so patriotic. Actually, that's the word. She wants to roll the rug up, but get down on the floor. She said, let's ride. Anthony Albese. Oh. Rev it up, rev it up, little boy, and ride. Anthony Norman Alab. She said, let's ride. Albanese. Rev it up, rev it up, little boy, and ride. First gamers. We love first gamers, debutantes, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Sneasel, we know that. He's number three pick. He's going to play for North Melbourne.
From Ajax. Sheasel. Just around the Sheasel. Down from Bowie, yep.
That's right. Taylor Brown or Tyler?
Tyler
Brown. He's going to play for
one
Adler.
Name, right, Red?
No, he's not. Oh, they got all these stupid first names, these kids. That's right. What are you going on?
What are you going on? Rev it up, little
boy, and ride. He actually had a conversation with you, Bill.
And yes, you're right. Well, I will. It was a nice chat. Went 20 minutes. We're not going to play it all, Jim. We'll just succinct it down. But very nice bloke. Simon Goodwin has come out and told his players as a group about there is no need for the bump. I'll quote him, Jim. Mm-hmm. From my perspective. They don't mind the minute in a sport. Rap. Surely there's some more.
No.
Some are more. Well, we've only got four, have we?
No, four more. Ripper ones, yeah.
Can you have a chat to the Whitney?
The Whitney. Minute in a sport. Honestly. Fat.
There's no some are more? Hey, I got a text from Elbo, by the way. He said, great chat last week. Loved it, Bill. Just got a bit going on with the sub, so he'll come back to me.
Might even get him on again. Sent you a text and don't think he'll ever come back to you. He would have walked out of the studio thinking, what the hell's that? Does that bloke get to vote? Now, Bill.
Yes.
Fruity joke.
Yeah, just working on one.
Oh, you're working.
as we speak.
There are cameras in here.
Where?
Oh my God. Rabbit, straighten him up.
Bill's Fruity Friday joke to wrap the show up not too far away.
Working on it, Rabbit.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless after a pub opening in Hobart last night. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Straight after us, it is the Friday Huddle in studio here in South Melbourne.
Spot on, Rabsy, Das, Howie, the Chief, who's just got back from the romantic holiday too, so they'll talk about that. But also Damo and Nath were seen in here in the Triple M studios today. And they're up to something. They're cooking something. Top secret stuff, I'm told.
For tonight.
For the rub, for the huddle. Yep.
All right. Like that. Nice. And what about that for a show?
Good show. I like Jesse.
Brag artist Jesse was brilliant. Yep. 5K given away for Maccas. One of the best idiot songs Maddie's ever put together. So if you don't enjoy those 2 hours, there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
But, Bill, time for a joke to finish. Mm. And they've got to have a bit of fruit attached because it's Friday. You can loosen up.
All right, then. Billy,
won't you tell a joke now? Oh, nah. Because you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose.
Oh, what a pity.
Okay, Jim.
Here we are.
Guess what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
Pinning the ears back.
He's literally doing a sight gag.
Oh, my God.
On radio.
Bill, you're not allowed to go to the opening of anything during the week.
Your headphones would pin your ears back anyway.
No, because they've got to go that way. Anyway, Jim.
Yes.
A little bit of fruit. I apologise up front.
Oh, no.
What's the difference between a kangaroo and a boner?
What?
I don't have a kangaroo.
Oh, my God. You're too old to have a boner. You haven't got either of them. I guess so. Old Red Bull.
That gives you wings. Rabsy!
Oh, no.
Well done, Rabs. Good finish, Fat.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of fat, good finish. Fat, 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 fat.
Something's wrong with him.
The pavilion down there in Hobart. I'm for a frog.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at Bluebet. Get around Bluebet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.